It's hard for us to speak for other participants in the zinc industry. They're going to have to make their own decisions. We obviously chose to close Leonard Shelf early, just related to costs versus the zinc price. That was affected by the Australian dollar exchange rate as well. We think that there are a number of operations out there that are vulnerable, but in some cases they're in one mine companies that, you know, it's their main operation, and it sometimes takes a little bit longer for people to bite the bullet and close down. But ultimately, if the zinc price stays in the current range, we think there will be other shutdowns, but we can't predict how much or when. One thing I would say is that the you know, the predictions at the end of 2007 for what the surplus would be in 2008 were sort of as much as 400,000 or 500,000 tons. It now looks like it's going to be about half of that, or perhaps less. And now we see predictions for the 2009 surplus, and it wouldn't surprise me if the 2000 numbers turn out to be materially less than our currently forecast, just because there will be a number of shutdowns between now and then. We just can't predict which ones and when.